Bobby, I don't think we was cut out for that society racket.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I never was so what's-this, so mortified in all my life.
So what, Jimmy?
I never was so humiliated in all my life.
Will you quit using them $4 words? You make me dizzy.
To think that we should be given to bums rush be a mug like that butler or Mrs. Van Swagger's.
So you was what's-this? You was mortified.
I certainly was.
Well, what do you think I was? With a seat out of me pants.
And that's another thing, Mr. Armstrong. Will you have a loin?
Wait a minute, Jimmy. I know just what you're going to say. And it was all your fault.
My fault? My fault?
It certainly was.
Well, of all the...
If you didn't make that speech about training a Scandinavian whippet on pickled herring, I wouldn't have spilled the soup. And if I didn't spill the soup, I wouldn't have tried to pick up the plate. And if I didn't try to pick up the plate, I wouldn't have torn me pants.
So what?
So it's your fault.
You mean so it cost us $65, all the profits, for that monkey suit you had on?
Well, such is life in high society.
And San Diego was such a nice town.
Ain't you the sentimental guy?
If you ask me, I think that after the minicopters and Scandinavian whippets, I better have the ideas for this crowd.
What's this?
Oswald says he thinks he'd better have the ideas after this.
That's all we'd be needing. That's all we'd be needing.
Well, I may not do much better than you guys, but I certainly can't do any worse.
Is that so? Well, now, wait till we get to Hollywood. We'll show you.
Yeah, we'll show you then.
Well, I'm from Missouri.
No, you ain't needy. You're from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Look, Jimmy, it's getting dark. We better look for auto camp.
Well, what's this town?
This is San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, is it? Oh, look, this is where that famous old Spanish mission is. Like it says in a book.
Yeah, it was built in 1776, and they're still using it.
Gee, imagine them building things like that way out here in California, even when it was having a Revolutionary War.
Do I take you places, Robbie, or do I take you places?
You certainly do take me places. And now, if you take me to an auto camp, I'll be much obliged.
And I'm going to take you to Hollywood, too. Oh, boy, where will we get to Hollywood?
Yeah, and you sell them that story of yours about the two ventriloquists in Morocco.
Never mind about that now. Hey, look, get a load of this on the side of the road.
They're gypsies.
Listen to that guy singing with a guitar.
And there's a girl dancing around a bonfire. Let's stop and watch him.
Not me, Jimmy, not me.
Well, what's the matter?
I heard all about these gypsies. I know all about them. They kidnap kids and play with butcher knives and things. Not me.
You've been reading fairy tales. Stop the car, Ozzy.
All right.
Listen, Jimmy. I tell you, you shouldn't order.
Look. The gal stopped dancing. They seen us.
Yeah, here comes a big gypsy.
See, Jimmy, I told you we shouldn't order stop.
Now, wait a minute. We ain't done nothing. Now, we ain't done nothing. Well, we're all right.
Well, gitanos, I am Pietro, chief of the tribe.
What did he call us?
He said gitanos. That's like Americans or something.
Oh, like gringos in Mexican, huh?
Yeah.
Are you sure of that? Because if he ain't, I'm going to take a rap at him.
You ain't going to take a rap at nobody. Come on.
What can Pietro do for gitanos?
Well, I'll tell you, Pete. The gitanos just want to give you a layout the once over. To watch the dancing, you know, and listen to the singing.
That will cost you money.
See, Jimmy, I told you.
Well,
Let's keep going now, come on.
Well, now, wait, loud.
Listen, with our bankroll, we ain't gonna pay to see no gypsies doing fandangos.
All right.
Well, here comes a gypsy girl.
Will you come on, Jimmy, before something happens?
Maybe the gentlemen would like to have their fortunes told.
Huh? What?
This is Madame Redalgo, seventh daughter of a seventh daughter. She can tell your past, your present, and your future.
Listen, lady, I know all about our past. And there's a couple of things I ain't so keen on being reminded about.
Yeah, Robbie, but she can tell you what's going to happen in the future. She can maybe tell us what's going to happen when we get to Hollywood.
Do you think she can tell what's going to happen to Jimmy's story?
I can tell him that.
Never mind that now. Listen, Robbie, wouldn't you like to know whether you was going to marry Elizabeth?
Well, I certainly would.
Well, come on in. How much is it, lady?
$1 each.
Jimmy, I tell you, it's a racket. $1 a piece for that stuff? She can't tell you nothing.
Listen, she's a seventh daughter of a seventh daughter. Didn't you hear him say so?
I don't care if she's a stepdaughter of a 21st cousin. He don't get any buck from me.
All right, then I'll do it myself. Come on, madam. What's this now? Come on, do your stuff.
Certainly. Come into my tent.
Well, no,
What are you waiting for, Jimmy? Go into the lady's tent.
Well, now, listen, you guys got to come with me.
What's the matter? You afraid to go into a tent alone with a seventh daughter of a seventh daughter?
Well, no, but I think you better come, too.
Well, come on, Ozzy. And bring Scram in, too.
All right. Come on, you Scandinavian whippet.
Maybe the madam can tell me if you guys is ever gonna stop slamming doors.
Oswald, will you please be careful?
What was this Scandinavian whippet?
Here we are, gentlemen. Be seated.
Gentlemen, be seated. Sounds like a minstrel show.
Cut the cards, please, and make a wish.
The cards?
Watch her, Jimmy. She may have a couple of aces up her sleeve.
Well, I wish...
Oh, don't tell. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Oh, I just wish to myself.
Exactly.
Why don't you wish you'd use a pair of dice instead of them cards, Jimmy?
Don't mind them, madam. What's this? They don't know no better.
Have you made your wish?
I certainly have.
I see around you some writing. Fantastic writing.
Look out, Jimmy. That's the handwriting on a wall.
Through this writing, you're going to have many unusual experiences.
Well, what do you mean, unusual?
Maybe good, maybe bad.
Jimmy, I give you two guesses which.
Never mind that.
I also see a girl. A girl with red hair. Her name begins with V.
I'll keep still.
Maybe Violet's in Hollywood.
Oh, you think you're funny, don't you? I don't have to be Violet. It could be any. It could be Virginia or Victoria.
Yeah, or Victrola.
Never mind now.
This girl, she may lead you to the heights of happiness or the depths of despair. Beware of her.
Listen, you don't need to warn me, lady. I'll watch all dames.
There is someone very close to you. I see him in a bright light. He seems to be acting. He's a dark man, and his name seems... I can't quite make this out, but his name seems to begin with R.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Robbie, that's you, see?
Do you see anyone there by the name of Oswald?
No, I don't recognize such a personality.
Oh, gee.
Wait a minute. Yes, here he is. I see him next to this gentleman, very close. He is playing with an animal. Make him do tricks. This is all in the glare of a terrific white light.
Robbie, I don't think we should lose any time in getting to Hollywood.
Gee, Jimmy, can you imagine me as an actor?
Maybe we should ought to telegraph to Grandma and Elizabeth and tell them to come right out to California.
Not so fast, Jimmy, now, not so fast.
It looks to me as though I'm going to turn out to be an animal trainer or something.
Wait a minute. Here is something important. I see a message. It is from a foreign country, and it is very... very important.
Well, what could that be?
Maybe the King of Siam will be sending us congratulations or something.
It involves money.
Where have I heard that word before?
I predict for you and your friends experiences such as you have never had before.
Lady, I don't know what we've been through.
And now for your wish. Keep your mind on your wish.
I got my mind on it, all right, all right.
Yes, your wish will come true.
Are you sure of that, positive?
I will guarantee it.
Well, I wished...
Don't tell it. Don't tell it. Don't tell it to a soul, or you will break the mystic spell.
I'll bet he wished he didn't have to pay a buck for that bunk.
I am Pietro. What did you say?
Oh, Jimmy, Pete's here.
Yeah, lady. Here's the book.
And remember, don't breathe your wish to a soul.
Oh, no, man.
Certainly not.
Oh.